This podcast has been brought to you by... Have you dreamt of being inside the squared circle? Have you ever thought of being a professional wrestler? Well, here is your chance. 1241 Ridgeway Avenue, Rochester, New York, Flower City Wrestling Academy. Classes are Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, check us out at upstateprowrestling.wixsite.com. Have you ever wanted to own your own professional wrestling title? Maybe you need one for that office pool you got going on. Maybe you need one for that league you got going on. Who knows? But you're in luck. Wrestle Inc. Gimmick Belts is where it's at. Any idea you come up with, they bring to life. Check them out online on Facebook at Gimmick Champions. Do it.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt.
Joey.
Hey, it looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Wrestling. A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.
You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
It's yours truly, Mr. Charisma Personified, and I'm pretty much known worldwide, host with the most. I give the D from coast to coast. I'm not going to do the rest. I am Chris Caden, and this is Caden Uncaged here on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, the podcast of podcasts, if you will. Today's episode, it's kind of, off the hook. It's kind of... just thrown together. Yeah, I didn't really have a game plan for this one. So what we're going to do is I'm going to talk off the chest. First, I'm going to give you a little insider. The first little tidbit of this whole podcast will come from, I want to say, a couple of weeks ago, last week. I'm not too sure. I've been hitting the head way far too many times. But yeah, we'll see how that one goes. It's basically me coming back from Allentown, Pennsylvania, and talking about how lovely it is. And by lovely, I mean the drive, because oh, how fun it was. And then, I got a few things on my mind that I'm going to let out. So yeah, keep catching up. See what I did?
So here I am in the automobile. It's about 2:36 in the morning, and I'm returning from Clearfield. Yeah, Clearfield, Pennsylvania, Asylum Pro Wrestling. Nice little show, nice little event. They had three big cage matches, and I wrestled a 7-foot-tall, gigantic motherfucker. needless to say, my back and neck hurt from a choke slam, but that'll be up on the YouTube pretty soon. Needless to say, you know, being on the road a lot, you come across a lot of stuff. And, well, I came across weather, you know. You always come across the weather, clearly. But, you know, I checked the weather, and it said it was going to be raining in areas of Pennsylvania. It said rain in Rochester for, like, the whole day. So I didn't really think anything of it. I'm going to say about not even 20 minutes into the trip back home, it's fucking snowing. I'm on these back roads to nowhere, fucking middle of hell. Where did we go? Allegheny National Forest? Yeah. The Allegheny National Forest, fucking roads going through it. It's a good 2 inches of fucking snow on the ground. I fucking hate when the weather report is wrong, because they can fuck so much shit up. And then you got someone next to me who's having some crazy panic attacks because, what?
Those aren't no jokes.
I didn't say it was. But, which is adding to my frustration because I can't see the fucking lines in the road. So what does that mean? I'm tapping these fucking rumble strips because I can't see them. She's having panic attacks because she feels like we're going off the fucking road. I'm getting frustrated. it was a mess. This was a mess. I hate snow. And then you ask me why I want to move down south. That's why. Because I hate the fucking snow. I hate the snow. I hate ice. I can deal with rain. I can deal with wind. Fuck. I can deal with hurricanes. I've gone through many of them. I would rather go through a hurricane than a fucking snowstorm. That's the way it is. Capiche? What do you mean, no, no, no? No, fuck that shit. We're moving south. Yes. Georgia, here we come.
Georgia.
Out of all places, I fucking hate Georgia.
Georgia.
I hate Georgia. It's because they got racist fuckers that live in Georgia.
Racist fuckers.
No. How you can't be racist while at Disney World, alright? That's the true story.
Maybe not in Disney World.
We were in Disney World.
Be
you can be racist anywhere, especially outside of Disney World. But we were in Disney World, and this piece of shit from Georgia made a racist comment. My father at the time was there with my mother and heard this piece of shit, and I'm surprised that he didn't rip his fucking head off. But, yeah. Fuck Georgia. Areas of Georgia.
There's also people from the South that do not like people from New York.
Oh, fucking no one likes us. Everyone thinks we're in New York City. It's like, I get it. Today, I meet this guy, good dude. He loves... So, I didn't tell you this, but... So we're talking, we're getting to know each other before the show, and completely breaking the fourth wall. Guy comes up to me, we're talking, we're chatting, shooting the shit, and he starts laughing. I was like, what? And he's like, oh man, your accent, your New York City accent. And I just started laughing because... Well, yes, originally I'm from New York City, but I don't live in New York City anymore. I'm from Rochester. So I had to laugh, and he's like, what's funny? And I'm like, I don't live in New York City. And he's like, oh. I was like, yeah, it's not all New York City. And he's like, yeah, no, I know. I'm like, But do you, though? But do you?
Like, 98% of New York is not anywhere near the city.
It's a good 7%, you know, a good 7%, let's be real. About 93% not New York City, about 7% New York City. Because you got Long Island, you got the boroughs, you know.
Yeah, they're like this big compared to the rest of the state.
You need to fucking relax, all right?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of people there, is what I'm just saying.
Probably a lot more people in New York City than there is in New York State.
That's not true.
That's probably not true at all, but it's just me shooting at the hip. But yeah, weather. And now I'm looking around and it's fucking raining. We're back in Rochester. And guess what? The snow is still fucking here, but it's not a lot. It's mostly melted. Why? Because it was raining all day. Like the weather fucking report said. Oh, car accident.
I think it takes into account of Pennsylvania being basically all mountains.
But it said rain.
I'm saying.
Sunday, February 2nd at 7 a.m. I-90 closed. Oh, shit. That's no good. That's no bueno. Oh, man. You know what I can, you know what I'm in the mood for? Jimmy Z's garbage plate.
What?
What do you mean, bleh?
I can't eat anything right now.
Yeah, well, you died on the ride home. And that's why the lovely lady doesn't go on the wrestles trips no more.
Hey, I drove all the way from up here to New York City. And
you have. But
it wasn't about the actual distance. It was about the weather.
Oh, now you're blaming the weather.
I said it was. I was anxious about the roads. You know how to get with that. No one else knows out there. I've been in way too many car accidents that I was not in control of, and I do not like when the weather's bad. That's all I can think about.
It's understandable. Right. You've gone through some shit, I'll give you that.
I've gone through a house.
You have gone through. Now, was it the side of the house, or was it the front of the house?
It was the side of the house.
Oh, Jesus.
When you went through the wall, there was a little old lady walking through the doorway.
Like, hey, how you doing?
And then a little old man driving little John Deere tractor.
Probably like, what in the fuck just came through my house?
Yep.
Yeah,
then
good
we had
times.
A nice little
ambulance trip. I bet. It'll never be as good as my ambulance trip, but my dislocated shoulder and the guy just hitting bump after fucking bump after bump.
No, I had a really good ambulance trip when all the snow at Rockport fell on my head, and then the guy was like trying to keep me awake. And I was like, yeah, I was driving around today watching all the snow fall into people's houses, and I thought it would be horrible if someone was underneath that.
And no there shit. You are.
No shit, Sherlock.
Concussion.
You're aware.
But honestly, why can't weather reports be correct? Like, you know, you could really fuck somebody's whole trip up. Think about it. You plan a trip, you're like, all right, well, it's going to be... All right, a little rainy, but sun come out, all right? It's going to be okay. And then you go, and it's fucking snowing. Like, fuck.
Clearly, we should have been back here, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Good job. You did good, babe.
You know what? It's unacceptable.
We just stayed in Pennsylvania in the
winter. I got to go to Pennsylvania tomorrow. That's alright. I'm gonna go. I'm doing a favor for somebody. He's a good brother.
Maybe you check the weather like a few different times.
I checked the weather. I checked it twice already.
Maybe.
And it said it was raining. Now.
I don't trust it.
Well, Sayre, Pennsylvania is a little different than fucking Clearfield. Clearfield was the middle of fucking nowhere. Let me get that wrong. Let me change that. They're both the middle of fucking nowhere. One is only 2 hours out of the way. The other one is almost four. Including the fucking snowfall that we had, it made it six, but that's a different story.
Gross.
I've driven through some shit, some worse shit, and that was annoying as fuck.
Well, that's because we went up and down the mountains when you get into the valley.
And then what the fuck is that? And then it takes me to Mount Morris, and Mount Morris is... The fuck? Just take me to 390. Take me to the throughway. How the fuck did I end up in Mount Morris on the side roads? These back roads. I call bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know
how the fuck that happened. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, Dunphy Road, Dunkirk Road, fucking River Road. I was like, I recognize these roads. This is like, I've been on these because I've had to go to Geneseo. I'm like, wait, I've seen these roads before. Bam. I was like, son of a bitch.
Well, we were down the road from the,
What?
The bed and breakfast we stayed at after our wedding. We could have just, you know, checked it out one last time.
We could have.
No.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Unacceptable on all accounts.
I agree.
Erroneous. Erroneous on all accounts. You know what movie that's from?
No.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yes.
So I'll find you. So we're going to get home at around, what, 3 o'clock almost?
Yep, pretty much.
When I should have been home at, like, fucking 12?
Yep, pretty much. I mean, that's kind of usually what happens.
No.
Wrestling trips?
Lately I've been getting home on time or early. Like, this is unacceptable. You know, the blame is all on you.
I can't take the weather.
No, you can't take the weather.
I definitely, if I had a choice, I would not have wished for snow, because I would not have had a panic attack, and I would not have been sick.
Unacceptable. Erroneous on all accounts. Oh, fuck. And then all over again tomorrow. But hey, at least the Royal Rumble's tomorrow. I'm gonna go home tonight. I'm gonna get home. I'm gonna lay down. I'm gonna watch Worlds Collide. I'm probably gonna fall asleep before the first match is even over. I'm gonna wake up in about 6 hours, 7 hours, and then have to get on the road. Thankfully, it's a 2-hour trip, so it's boom, bang, bang. And the show ends at 5. I get home at around 7. Perfect. I like it. I might even get home before that. It'd be nice. You know, I don't know why I didn't do this earlier. I had so much on my mind. I was like, well, I could spew out all the information. Eh, fuck it. I didn't feel like doing it. Wow, this guy, I'm doing what? 16, this guy's flying. Look at this. And you're in a fucking minivan. Horrible, people. Horrible.
Maybe he's running away from the weather,
too. Yeah, he should be. Fucking weather.
And my phone. There you had it. My trip from, where was it? Somewhere in Pennsylvania. Not Allentown. Whitefield, whatever. Wherever. Horrible trip. Weathermen, you suck. You should know better. Do your job. Get the facts straight so I don't die on the road. Oh, man. And now for what's on my mind. Get ready for this. So I find it funny that I contact a certain wrestling promoter. I'm not going to state who because that would be giving him way too much exposure. But out of professional respect, I can say, I reached out to him to let him know that I was going to be at this event this past weekend. Not because I was looking for an opportunity or to wrestle on his show, but because, well, I was doing a podcast with one of the competitors on his event, and it was the easiest time to get together. And, well, he felt that I should not show up. So he stated to me that I shouldn't come to the event. I find it funny since I've done a lot for a certain person's event, or I should say promotion. Numbers grew, especially when I was part of their matches or events, needless to say. But to tell me not to show up, I just think it was a really classless, shitty act on his part. Probably because he has an individual who is on his shows that doesn't train for shit. He is the shits, and he will always be the shits until he gets foot, or he just takes his ass into a wrestling school and learns the basics again. You know, just because you trained 2 months, and that's not even a full 2 months, excuse me, not even a full 2 months, it's more like, we'll say a day every week, so what, 4 times a month you're training? I know guys that are in there every day of the week, sometimes 2 times, and, you know, you're never going to get better. That's just the way that is. So this shitbird probably said something to this promoter because he didn't want to see me because he was afraid that I would probably whoop his ass. But I wasn't there to whoop his ass. I was actually there to do a podcast. And, well, needless to say, I didn't show up because I didn't want to start any trouble or anything like that. I don't like starting fights. And, you know, I'm not a big one for fights, but, you know, when it happens, it happens. I don't like confrontation, but if I have to, I will. Just, you know, some promoters, man, just, how do you run a fundraiser and then not pay your talent, or you don't fully give all the money that you've made to the fundraiser or whatever it is that you're fundraising? That's just a really shitty state of events, especially for this certain promoter again, who I shall not name because, again, it will be giving him too much exposure. But my friend, you need to learn how to fucking run a wrestling promotion and stop being a piece of shit. Yeah, I've said it. I'm gonna go on record and say, you don't pay half your talent. I know this because I'm one of the few that actually do get paid. You're a piece of shit. And until you fix it or you get rid of the company, it'll never get better. And if you do sell it, and from what I gather, and I'm finding out that you might have sold it, will it get better? I don't know. You're leaving. I don't know if it's going to get better. But if I'm hearing correct, the person you sold it to probably should not even be in a wrestling ring, should not be anywhere near wrestling for that matter. It's probably just going to get worse. And you're just going to keep bringing on untrained talent. And that's what kills our business. This dog shit untrained talent. A lot of people say it's people like me who kill the business for stating facts on podcasts or go on YouTube or break the fourth wall. Sometimes it's needed. And the reason for this is people on the outside don't fully understand what goes on behind the scenes in a wrestling event, on a wrestling event, or during a wrestling event, or just during a match for that matter. You know, it's a lot of training that goes into step foot in the ring and, you know, working with another person. There's a lot of things that go into it. You know, you got to train, you got to work out, you got to look the part. And a lot of these guys for a certain promotion, they don't do that. They think they can just show up and put a wrestling event on. And it's sad because it's taking, you know, a lot of people make money from this. And I'm not saying they make a lot of money, but they make money from this. And it's shit like this that takes money out of other people's pockets because you're running a shit show. You're running a fucking carny. You know, independent wrestling's the home of the carnies, but, you know, Jesus, man, I don't know. Shit just pisses me off. I just don't understand how some promoters can screw the boys out of money and screw the boys, well, in general. You know, I'm online and I'm going through some stuff and I see that a worker that I got to know downstate, he was on a show and, well, he was in backstage and I guess one of the workers there pulled a gun out in the locker room. And, well, I guess that didn't work out well for anybody because the show was canceled or, I don't know, some guys walked out and said the hell with it. Shit, I would walk out and a guy pulls a gun out on me. And then it turns out he's a registered pedophile and all that good stuff. Oh, man, I don't know what's going on in the business today where sexual predators, registered sexual predators, are able to be in the locker rooms with guys who, you know, really love this business and, you know, they train and they bust their ass and they want to do good things and they enjoy what they do. But then you have shitbirds like that who, I guess they think it's a game. They think this is playtime. Well, most of the promotions and promoters that I talk about, I feel like they think it's playtime. They think that this is all a game and, you know, this is a club and we can all get together once a month and throw an event together because we can feel good about ourselves because we have nothing better to do with ourselves. Whereas I look at it as this is a business. I try to make money from it. Do I enjoy it? Of course I do, because if I didn't, why the hell would I be doing it? Because there's not really a lot of money to be made. But, you know, I enjoy the entertainment factor. I enjoy performing in front of people. And, you know, it is what it is. And it's just shit that, shit like that just kills the business. So, yeah, this has been my latest episode of Caden Uncage. I think I'll be doing this a lot now. Just spewing what's on my mind because, well, it's uncaged and I get to say whatever the fuck I want. And I couldn't care less what anyone else thinks. You know, everyone has their opinion, much like everyone has an asshole. It's not always clean, it's not always right, and it's not always nice. I don't know what the hell that means, but I'm going to go with it. All right, well, this has been Caden Uncaged. I'm going to play the music and I'm going to play me out. And, well, here's the music, and that means I'm exiting. I'll be doing this a lot, so get ready for more and more episodes to be coming through. And Jesus, this pizza and wings and stuff that I had for the Super Bowl is destroying me. Yeah. God, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. I am Chris Caden, and this is Caden Uncaged. Be sure to check me out. I don't know. Whatever the hell else I get this up. yeah. All right. Well, I'm out. Deuces. And there you had it. Great conversation, me and Dewey. Just, you know, did what we normally do. We just shoot at the brim and, you know, if it pisses you off, well, then it's probably about you. If not, well, then take a listen and enjoy. That's basically the way it goes. Want to thank Dewey for being on and actually staying later after the radio show. I know we all have lives sometimes and, you know, places to go and people to see and things to do and things to catch up with. Ah, see what I did. All right, well, there's the music. Be sure to tune in next week. I'm looking to get a one Joe O'Connor, possibly even a Jay Flyer on the radio show. The podcast. I have so many things going on at this point that I'm getting everything mixed up. But be sure to tune in next week, and I'll definitely have some new adventures and everything. And, you know, keep it uncaged and keep catching up. I'm on Twitter. I'm on everything. I'm on all social medias. Type in The Chris Cage. All right. I'm out. Deuces, y'all.
You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.